Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Dad, I'm sorry and I apologize mean the same thing, except when you're at a funeral. Well, how in the world are you? Why don't we join Dave and Bethley as they continue their series on raising boys to be men and girls to be ladies.
We are glad you're with us today.
And would you believe it? We are coming to the end of this very long series on teaching our boys to be men and teaching our girls to be ladies.
Applause all around. Let's jump up and down. Let's celebrate, people. We are going to do a conclusive episode.
Absolutely. Tie it all together. Be done. But, you know, I just got to tell you, it has, you know, we're parents. We have three sons, two daughters. And of course, Bethany and I are in some respects done in some of our responsibilities because three of our kids are married and on their own.
Right. I still feel like I'm sitting here like, oh, we still have so much to do.
But we have a college. We have a college student.
Yes.
And you know, we're coming to the end of his training.
Yes.
And he's a hard worker. He's mature. He serves in the church. He's studying for ministry. We don't know all that the Lord has for him, but we're still very interested in helping to guide and direct him in the closing time that we have with him.
Yes.
And then our daughter, of course, will be a sophomore and is a sophomore right now. And so she's, you know, in high school. And so we've got several more years of real training. These are important years in her life.
Yes. These are discipleship years.
Yes. And it's amazing to think about where all of you are that are listeners. Some of you are done and you're just jumping up and down saying, praise God, that's all over. Our kids are grown. I don't have to worry about this. Though you're concerned about your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And you grandparents, you know, time with your grandsons, teaching them and you know, sometimes a grandpa comes along and he's the one that helps his son, his grandson, to know how to work.
Yes.
To have some issues of character and to think things through. And a grandmother who is investing in her granddaughter. I know you learned to cook things from your grandmother, right?
I did. Yeah. I did. And there are those wonderful, sweet moments that I remember, the memories of coming alongside her in the kitchen or even going to the grocery store with my grandmother and seeing all the different things that she would buy different from my mother. And I don't know. There are just so many things that grandparents can do, investing in their grandchildren, watching. And you know, we talk a lot about the Titus 2 passage where we watch older people do things. And there are grandparents that we look up to. We're kind of brand new at this grandparenting thing. But grandparents that we look up to, I know just recently I was talking to a granddaughter with her grandmother and how she talked about how that her grandmother impacts her spiritually. She gives her just these wonderful little nuggets of wisdom, easy to say statements about God being good and how that we need to serve him and love him and different things like that. But the impact that those just little things, investing in your grandchildren, how that it goes with them, then they keep that with them and how that you can impact them in this culture.
Absolutely. And so you grandfathers, you know, you're important as well. I know from my grandfather, I learned how to work and he would take me, you know, a couple of times hunting with him and he would take me in the garden and point out, you know, this is what that is and this is why I did it that way and this is how you plant that.
Right.
And so grandparents, you can help your grandsons and granddaughters. Some of you, you know, you're still raising a high school kid. Some of you that are listening, you're raising little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Don't be discouraged. You know, we just wanted to come and tell you that it takes a youth time to raise boys to be men and girls to be ladies. And
what do you mean by that?
Yeah. at first I started, it takes a lifetime, but no, it doesn't. There comes a point in which, you know, moms and dads, now you're done.
Yes.
And so God has given you their entire youth to help your boys to become the men God wants them to be and has planned them to be and designed them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes their entire youth, a training over an entire youth time of teaching our daughters to be ladies. And you know what? Use every resource you can. There's incredible resources.
Oh, yes.
If your children are in sports and they have a coach that is undermining, if your daughter is playing basketball or volleyball, but the coach is undermining femininity, I'd pull her out. If your son has a coach and he's undermining what it means to be a godly man, I'd pull him out of that team. If your sons and daughters are going to play sports, put them under a coach that is godly. Put them under a coach that is, if it's a guy, that he's manly and he's gentle and he evidences what a Christ-like, godly, spirit-filled man is.
Right.
If your daughters have a coach influencing their life, make sure she's beautiful and feminine and godly and Christ-like in her deportment, in her attitude, in her speech. Mm. You're continually looking for every tool to help you to train your sons and daughters.
Right.
And one of the reasons we wanted our children to work at Chick-fil-A, when we put our children in Chick-fil-A as an employee,
yes.
Well, we were impressed by the boss there and the investment the bosses had in our children's life of pointing them
right.
to hard work, to teaching them an element of being an adult man and woman
yes.
that is masculine, that is feminine, that is Christ-like. We even looked for that in their employment.
Yes.
And in their friendships and those who we let them be around.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? We're using every resource at our disposal. We had our right. children read a Pastor Kerry Schmidt's book called Just Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he wrote that years ago, and I'm sure there'd be things he might see differently now. But that book impacted our children to teach our sons how to interact with girls and our girls how to interact with boys.
Right.
And the book we've referred to so many times, Good Pictures, Bad Pictures.
Yes.
All of these are resources and tools that as our children are under our care, we are training our boys to be men, our girls to be lady. And it does vary from family to family, and we're okay with that.
Right.
Some families are very sports-minded. So what you meet, be wise that you're using the sports-mindedness of your family not to undermine masculinity and femininity, godly men and godly ladies, but mm-hmm. to enhance it.
Yes.
And some families, you know, hunt. You want to make sure that even if your daughter's a hunter, that mm-hmm. you're encouraging femininity.
Right.
Right? So it all is a package deal, even though we all vary from family to family.
Yes, personalities vary. Family atmospheres and cultures vary. But always taking it back to the Word of God, what does the Word of God say about being a biblical man and a biblical woman?
And you know, moms and dads, it's easy to listen to podcasts. It's easy, you know, they just come in one ear and out the other. But what Belton and I would really encourage you, we believe this is so important, that our sons have to be trained to be men and doubly so in the culture we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Our daughters have to be trained to be ladies and doubly so in the culture we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would recommend that you do an evaluation, that you stop and think through, where are we? Evaluate. Mm-hmm. How are
yes.
we doing with our son and his training? How are we doing with our daughter and her training?
Right.
Evaluate it. I would recommend you not only evaluate it, but that you set goals. Where mm-hmm. do you want, where do I need to take my son? How do I, where right. do I want him to be?
Yes.
And listen, if your child is 17 years old and he's still at home, do not back down. Do
right.
not stop training.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't put you in his life to be the cool buddy, chummy kind of fella.
Mm.
Daddies don't buy that thinking that, well, you know, all the other guys are this way, so I can't. No, you're training your son.
Right.
And if you got to do the hard thing and say, you know, son, you're not going to play sports on that team because that team is causing you to be an ungodly young man.
Right.
Pull him off the team.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an area where you've got to just go overboard because you are training your sons, your daughters, and
right.
it's important. And as long as you can, as long as they're in your home, train. Talk,
absolutely.
talk.
Yes.
And that's important, isn't it?
It
so
is.
So we've got to work at that all the time.
And we talked about resources. I know David had mentioned before we started recording, if there's a family conference at your church or at a church nearby where you are like-minded with those people, go, because you can always glean. And I know that we have several resources. I had someone just recently text me and asked me for some parenting resources, and we had recommended Dr. David Tice's book, Raising God's Kids in Sin City. I don't even know. David had said he didn't know if that had been reprinted or not. It might be out of print.
For a while, it was out of print. So if it's back in print, that's worth your reading.
Absolutely. So if you ever see on a schedule somewhere that Dr. David Tice is going to be speaking on the home, you should go.
Absolutely.
He is a godly man.
One of our mentors, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. We talked about Dr. Doug Jackson a couple episodes ago. He would be a great man to go. They have a wonderful family.
sometimes he and his family, his wife, speak at family conferences or family camps. If he is, you should be there.
Yes. Brother Tim Rabin and his wife, Miss Sharon, they are wonderful speakers on the family if you ever hear of them speaking somewhere. And then there are other podcasts. Ladies, if you don't have a Titus II lady in your church that you could be listening to, then I highly recommend Revive Our Hearts and all of their sister podcasts, because those are ladies who teach biblical truth and biblical foundations that you can be learning from if you don't have that Titus II influence. Even if you do have a Titus II influence, they are wonderful, wonderful podcasts to listen to. So take advantage of every resource. Take advantage of books on parenting. It doesn't mean that everything in that book is going to be right down the line with what you agree with. I know we had just gone through Shepherding a Child's Heart in our connection group not too long ago. And there were things in the book that in our Connect class we would talk about, and not everyone would agree with everything, and that's fine. But it is a resource that you could go to and at least get some materials to help you in reaching your child's, not just their behavior, but actually reaching their heart.
Yeah, so we wanted to close this series by just challenging you to think through, you know, where are we? How are we doing?
Right.
Where do we want our children to go? What resources could we find to help us? Because moms and dads, the generation we live in, almost everything is against us.
Yes.
As far as there's if your children are in a public school, there'll be a ton of things happening there that undermine them. And I'm going to go so far as to say if your kids are in a Christian school.
Oh, absolutely.
There will be a ton of things there that are undermining what you believe philosophically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are just as many kids who drink in the Christian school as there are in the public school. Get in trouble for that. And we've got to continually be on guard, on guard, on guard, protecting, thinking, talking, investing.
Yes.
And what an opportunity. We are a generation that has thousands of books on raising children.
Mm.
And we're a generation that has thousands of podcasts available. We're a generation that has thousands of blog sites and articles. Find people that are doing a really good job and have them over for dinner and just say, what are you doing and how are you doing it and what do you recommend?
Yes.
And you that are older now, look around the church and, you know, sometimes you see a couple and they're just, you know, it's obvious they're really struggling, they're busy. Encourage them. Use the gift of hospitality in the church to have somebody over to your house and sit down with them and just, you know, ask a few questions. You know, how are you guys doing and how are you enjoying being a parent? And,
right. Well, it starts with the investment of just taking the time to, hey, let's get together. We'd love to have you over, and developing that relationship with them. And then you have that platform of being able to speak truth into their life.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Michael Barnett, and you've been listening to the Youngs talk about raising boys to be men and girls to be ladies. Join us next time for the continuation of this series. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.